mind, please, that there we have a city attorney's three minute limit per speaker. So just please be cognizant of that. So with that, we will begin. And Mr. Joe Hirsch.
I've heard some argue that backyard chickens stink, but chicken poop smells like roses in comparison to the proposed zoning amendment, along with the actions of someone presumably in this room. The zoning amendment's wording was rotten from the start, and it got worse, much worse. I really question how some things are suggested as codes without regard for common sense or legal concerns. And there's some who seemed ready to approve it a few weeks ago with the original language before it was deferred with the changes. There have been many things changed in this proposal from discussions during meetings, but never, never was there any talk of registering community groups or neighborhood associations in our city. But sometime in the last week, that wording mysteriously appeared there in the proposed text. How did that language about registering groups in our city for legal preferences get in there? Why bother having public hearings if someone's going to make such a bold change to the proposed code in secret? I recall a few weeks ago, someone here on council admonished staff for changing language in the sign ordinance. Well, here we are again. Our city's government is not functioning as it should. This is not a second read. This is a disgrace. Someone, probably in this room, maybe more than one person, and I'll let you point fingers as you should, wanted so badly for certain groups to have power in our city, they chose to have the language of this code changed without public or open discussions. The irony here is that the zoning amendment was supposed to keep our citizens informed of certain matters. Yet in order to achieve that goal, someone said, screw the public hearings, I'll write a new version of the code myself. And since it's hard to define what a community group is and know where they are located in relation to a property, the new language of this amendment says, all these groups must actually be registered with the city if they want the opportunity to meet the applicant. Someone in our city wants to keep tabs on who is on or in what group before they'll let you fully participate. And of course, most of these groups cost money to join. So our city's proposal indicates money buys you access in Dunwoody. Somebody ignored all the public hearings and snuck this in. You should be aghast and ashamed. We're supposed to be better than this. City Council needs to disclose what happened. Just because the cab does it, doesn't make it right. Maybe chicken poop is exactly what we need to cover up some of the stench coming from here in City Hall.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Hirsch. And Chairman, yeah, could you adjust that down a little bit? All right. Excellent. Oh, that may be... I don't know if there's a happy medium here. Ooh. All right. We'll try that. All right, thank you, Mr. Hirsch, for that. Bruce Lindemann.
Thank you. I'm Bruce Lindemann at 4624 Briarwood Place in the Briars North subdivision. And I'm here tonight to comment on the agenda for the first reading of a proposed change to the ordinance on personal group homes. Just to let you know, I personally am the father and legal guardian, a 26-year-old daughter who hopefully someday would like to reside in the city of Dunwoody in her own home. I guess I don't understand why we are trying to put up more barriers to people to who are seeking to live in their own homes. I read the proposed ordinance, attended the last zoning council meeting, and the recommendation there was going to be no change in the ordinance since it met all state requirements. There was one phrase, I believe, in the proposed ordinance regarding that the purpose of an administrative permit was to basically guarantee the safety and health of the residents. And I guess I would just like to say it's a slap in my face, in my family's face. And how would you feel if someone came to you and said, you've got six people, you got six family members in your house, we need to make sure everybody there is safe, so you need to come down to City Hall and file for an administrative permit. This area, prior to the city of Dunwoody, has always been receptive to Brook Run, has always been receptive to people with developmental disabilities who live in this community, who work in this community, who pay taxes in this community. I guess I don't quite understand yet the rationale for putting up one more barrier for someone to try and own a home. Personally, I think we've got enough government in our lives. We don't need one more piece of government telling us what to do, particularly at the local level. These are folks that you're going to see on the street. These are folks you're going to see in the stores. These are people that pay taxes. So why should be one more administrative barrier for someone who wants to seek their own residence? As far as safety, this is the purpose of the Office of Regulatory Services, who licenses these homes. And if they're not doing their job, then shame on us, and we should be holding the state of Georgia accountable. We don't need one more piece of local legislation as a barrier for people to own their own homes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lindeman. Bill Robinson?
Mr. Mayor, Council, I'm Bill Robinson, 4731 Holly Oak Place. My topic is the same, personal care, but first let me say that last check, Fran Miller is doing better, and hopefully is on the way to recovery, and it was not heart-related. At the November 1 meeting of Dunwoody Homeowners Association, changes to the regulation regarding personal care homes in R100 zoning districts were discussed. In a unanimous vote, it was decided the DHA would not support any changes to the current code. It should be pointed out personal care homes of up to 6 people are permitted by right within R100 zoning. Such homes must be registered with the Office of Regulatory Services or the State Department of Human Resources and are regulated by the same organization. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson. Gordon Jackson.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm Gordon Jackson, 1208 Mile First Drive, Dunwoody. And I'm here this evening, appearing as the president of the Dunwoody Homeowners Association to speak in favor of the pre-submittal meeting item that is on the agenda. I could easily spend the 3 minutes plus several more 3 minutes periods telling you how the pre-submittal meetings have benefited the area over the last several years. This is a carryover from DeKalb County. We strongly support it. Without that having been in place, neither DHA nor any of the other groups in the area would have been able to have the kinds of meetings that we've had in the past. And you all know that DHA has been instrumental on the front end of development in being able to meet with developers or proponents in order to ascertain what the development is, make suggestions that might be more palatable to the community, and we're strongly in favor of those meetings, and I'll be here to answer any questions later should that be required. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Raymond Wilson.
Hello, my name is Raymond Wilson. My principal residence is 5372 Redfield Drive. But I actually own 3 homes in Dunwoody. One of those homes is where my daughter, who has special needs, currently resides. I am neither as articulate or as smart as Mr. Lindeman or Mr. Robinson, but I do believe what they said. I share those same beliefs. The council did suggest that there should be no change to the current wording within the document, and I agree with that resolution and that conclusion. I also, just so everybody knows, I have 4 children, so I have 6 people living in my house, 3 dogs, 2 birds, and I would own more things in my house as well, and I would be shocked if someone would want to have me have some sort of approval before I had all those things and people living in my home. So I hope that this isn't suggesting that people with special needs are like animals and don't belong sitting in the city of Dunwoody. That's all I have to say, really. It's sort of embarrassing to me to even believe I live in a city that would suggest something like this.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Bill Grant?
Yeah, looks like some of you are on the regular agenda with public comment on the first of it.
Okay, I'm
sorry to hear you're passing.
He's going to wait until the hearing.
Okay. All right. Bob Piscella. Piscella. Mr. Piscella.
Well, I am the latest here, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I can stay for the whole meeting. Pretty good football game going on. Otherwise, no, best anyway.
4894 Summerford Drive, speaking on behalf of a few friends of mine who are business owners here in Dunwoody, and they're concerned with the change in the business occupational tax schedule of fees. Under the business licensing fee increase proposal, at least the one that I've read, some businesses' rate increase will go up 294%, others 137%, some 69%. Robert, I believe you mentioned at a previous meeting that we didn't need different rates for different people. Perhaps I'm getting that wrong, but, you know, and you brought up the example of homeowners paying the same tax rate. Well, all homeowners don't pay the same tax rate, as seniors and other folks in Dunwoody that get lesser tax rate can tell you about that. Thank you.
Thank you. B.K. Van Gundy.
Good to see all my friends. I wanted to address the business licensing thing also as someone who is an expert on this. From the standpoint of the issue about classifications and the reason that you have six classifications, going to the comment that was made last week regarding two $500,000 houses that should have the same amount of taxes charged to each one, it's actually more an issue of the businesses and their profitability. As a business consultant, as a government consultant, I have a profit ratio of probably about 90% of what I do is profit. I probably have 10% costs. Publix, on the other hand, has about a 5% profit ratio or less. But Publix is going to pull in $10 or $20 million per store per year, and I'm going to pull in $1 million. Well, you're going to tax me at a very, very high rate on $1 million, and them on a lower rate on $20 million. But I'm all for you taxing me at that high rate, because I have a high profitability ratio. It's on gross revenue, guys, and lady, if you were here. It's on gross revenue. So then Publix may make the same profit I do, but you're going to tax them at the same rate by proposal that you have before you. You would tax them at the same rate you tax me, and that's not fair to the Publix. It's perfectly fair to me to tax me at the rate that you're taxing me at. But the reason that you have classifications is per OCGA, Georgia Code says, it's somewhat recommended by Georgia Code that you have different classifications and you don't go to one. Another quick comment I'd say is, if staff hasn't provided you with a comparison of Dunwoody to Chamblee to Gwinnett to Norcross to Cobb to Marietta and all those places, you need to look at that before you go doing to taxes what y'all have proposed so far. Your tax rate will be two or three times as high as all of those entities. And that'll be a negative for you. DeKalb County has the exact same fee structure. As I was here with y'all last year as that was adopted, and I recommended to y'all that y'all adopt the DeKalb County fee structure. DeKalb County can handle it and use that, the current fee structure, and continue to use it with all of the mismanagement that Dunwoody was supposed to fix by being your own city. And I would challenge y'all to keep the same code. To raise taxes as significantly as Mr. Fisella just mentioned is raising taxes when DeKalb's not even doing it. And I would ask y'all to seriously reconsider that. The comparison to the other cities is your most important comparison that needs to be done. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Steve, that was the last public comment card that we had for this section of public comment. We will move on to the second mayor and council comment. Does anybody have anything to add beyond yes?
In the back here, for anybody that wants a souvenir, there are some Dunwoody Yes yard signs that we had left over. So if anybody wants a souvenir to take home, they're right back there by the table, right behind DJ and Bob. Sitting on that table, just help yourself and you take one home and whatever you want to do with it. But we're saving enough of them. Oh, limit of one, he says. Okay. And okay. But anyway, help yourself and take them home, put a souvenir, put them up on the wall, put them down over your bar, whatever you want to do.
Very good. Thank you. I've got two other pieces as the holidays are fast approaching us. Don't forget about the, we're doing at least two special events here within the city. We're doing the Mayor's Motorcade, which is a statewide event, and we're collecting, it's mainly personal care items, and you'll find a couple boxes. And Chief, I think there's one across the hall, if I remember that correctly. Okay. And there's one up in City Hall offices. Second thing that we're doing is Officer Espinoza, I believe, in the City of Dillon Police Department are spearheading a collection of unwrapped toys for the needy kids here within the borders of the City of Dillon, or certainly nearby. So please keep those two charitable things in mind. And those collection boxes as well can be found across the street there in the offices of the police department and upstairs. The second thing that I missed, and I apologize, was introduction of Rebecca Blanford, our planning coordinator. Warren, do you want to make that formal introduction for us?
Mr. Mayor, members of the City Council, we're very pleased tonight to introduce you, and probably some of you already met, Ms. Rebecca Blanford. She's our newest planning coordinator. She's about 3 weeks, 4 weeks old here at the city, and she hails from Georgia Tech, where she completed her undergraduate degree in architecture, and she's already hit the ground running, helping us with our LCI applications, a lot of the internal operations, our new permitting software, so we're thrilled to have Rebecca.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here and ready to start working with you guys. Thank you. Great.
Welcome aboard, Rebecca.
Thank you.
All right. We will move on to the consent.